So the last shiur on this topic of public trespassing, and the last shiur in Hilchos Sheni. We go on to a new topic next week. So what do we see? We see for the public to overtake your property, they need to perform a kinyan. And that's why when sitting on your wall as your bench for the bus, they didn't do a kinyan, so therefore you can remove them. We see the kinyan doesn't necessarily have to be through the normal definitions of kinyan. It can even be walking if it's specific for walking. Then you get the area is only for walking. You can do that kinyan for walking. But it has to be done and given over to the sibyl, because it's halacha in the sibyl. And if it's not given over to the whole sibyl, there's restrictions of which sibyl can use it, then it doesn't have the halacha of a public path which you can't interfere, and that's why the beach in Tiberia. You could also remove that. And we see if there's clear umdana, clear cut, obvious, that the public were only here time being, temporary, because the area is designated for building projects in the eyes of the area, and it's going to happen, and it's just a matter of time, then of course there's no din of the public taking that path away, because from the beginning it was understood, yes, you're here on a temporary basis. And that's why the pathway surrounding the residents of the desolate area, which turned into a shul as well, we said over there, it doesn't apply. But this week, the last week of the shiloh, we're going to tackle a very common and emotional shiloh. So people get very emotional about this. In Basin, they get emotional. A very common shiloh. A very common shiloh. But people get emotional about it. And that is, let's start with the first common case. I have an area which is defined as a public, not a public road, but a private road, to the residents living in that road. It's private so much that if there's any damages done to any of the items in that road, the area will turn around. It's not our problem, it's private. The local residents will sort it out. Private road. Now, one end of the private roads is an entrance to the public roads. Right? The other end is a little pathway or stairs that take you to a base connection or a school. So what do the public want to do? And what do they do? Is that they walk through that private road, which is also like the parking lot of the building, and they get from their area to the school. Or hundreds of kids walking through your road, so to speak, your parking lot, every day. What do we say over there? Do we say that the residents have enough noise, dirt, too much for us, we're going to put a block on this? Can they take the Lord's hands and say, no more, we are stopping this shortcut for the local schoolgirls? Or do we say, no, this is a public path now, you can't interfere? Now, according to all the conditions we require, have we got them over here? First, do you have a kinyan?
It's not for you for walking, it's probably more for driving than for walking.
No, it's for walking.
Is it a five minyuchas for walking?
Well, it's been used much more for walking than
for parking. Whoever lives there for parking their car. It's not exclusive for walking.
No, but it has been used much more for walking than
but
it was for parking.
100%. Is that
a minyucha for walking? Minyucha doesn't only for walking.
What does minyucha mean? Yuchad means solely, not only. Okay? So has it got the Kenyan aspect to it?
Seemingly no.
So seemingly no, because what other use does it have?
Driving.
So is driving and parking and walking different uses? To define it, therefore, it has a separate use besides walking. Now, the area they're walking in, do they store the cars on the area they're walking in from?
No.
Where they're walking? Where they're walking?
In the middle.
In the middle. What is the area which they're walking on in the middle? What is that defines as? Passing through. So it's defined as a passing through area. Passing through areas, as you can do a Kenyan with walking. When do we say that it's an area which is, can't be done with walking, where it's not just a passing through, it has different, even in the area you have, it has different uses. It's for barbecues, it's for, yeah, it has different uses in the actual area you're walking. It's not just, I'm going to stay here and sit and think. But if it has just a status course, this is a passing through area, that is the classic case of the Rashba, where he says walking does work even though normally it doesn't, because that's the highway. The highway is a passing through area. Who went on the highway? Not only pedestrians went on the highway, even in the times of the Rashba. Who went on the highway? Cars. What was the cars in the times of the Rashba?
Donkeys,
camels. Not only people were walking. So nevertheless, Rashba called that area as something which is designated for walking and can be acquired with a Kenyan walking alone because it has no other use. It's not just walking. It has camels, it has donkeys, it has wagons. No, it's called a passing through area. That's what defines it. A passing through area, Kenyan walking one. So therefore, Lukhara, the fact of Kenyan does apply. You have got Kenyan.
The people who live in that, we'll call it a dead end, the kids who live in that dead end are playing hockey, rugby.
Cricket. Sort of designated playing area. Because it's got no other way to go. It's not an area designed for that. It's not an area designed for that. Okay. Now, Sibbury, is it? Let's open for all the Sibbury up to now. Anyone who can?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so we've got the Sibbury factor. Is there Umdana that's temporary? No Umdana that's temporary. Okay, so Lachora, in this case, we have all the factors that give the public a right to call it a public park which you can't interfere. So there's one factor which you still have to analyze, which you're going to analyze now. The aspect that we start with, that you need rishus. You need to be invited in. Were they invited in or not invited in by the owner?
So who was the owner at the time of school of the market?
Were they invited in? So that is the final topic is watching, seeing and keeping quiet called an invitation in respect to this halacha. We need an invitation, knowing it, seeing it and keeping quiet for many years means you've been invited. Is shlika called an invitation? That's what we're going to analyze. So we have this school. All the members of school going through your parking lots to get to their school. We want to know, do they have a pathway? We want to know, have they have the aspect of being invited in? Quiet is shtika called invitation. So let me bring you a Rashba to see. Have I got proof from this Rashba? Says the Rashba. In the case of the field, where they were using the middle path and then they were asked to use the side path and they get rights now. That famous case, the Rashba says like this. The public actually flattened the area up down in order to be able to use it for their path. The Havalim Yodu, and the owners knew about it. Vishosku, and they kept quiet. Now you can't interfere with that path. The Rabbi, Vadai the Rabbi Mochel. Yeah, for sure, that's it. The public have now rights. Okay? So what do we see from the Rashbam? What conclusion would I like to suggest at face value we see from the Rashbam in our Shaila? We need to, in order to be a public path, you need to be invited in. Is shtika, knowing it, seeing it, and letting things progress, called being invitation to give you the rights? What does the Rashbam say? Sounds like yes. So the Chora got a right. That yes, you see the whole school going through your roads, turns, parking lots to get to their school at the end, other end, and you kept quiet for many years. That's called an invitation. If you got invitation, you got all the factors of a private path, which now you can't say. No more schoolgirls walking through my private roads. This is called invitation. Yeah. What? How do you want to disprove my proof? Ah. So, maybe, very good, maybe it's not such a good raya. Why is it not such a good raya? Because we see from the Rashbam, they actually did building work there for public. They flattened the land. They made it usable to, and then they walked. And you said nothing. Okay, when they do such activity over there, and you keep quiet, then of course that's called invitation. But it's not exactly like our case. Our case, the girls didn't sat in your car park. They'll just walk through. Many years walking through, and you kept quiet. Does keeping quiet under those circumstances, where all they're doing is walking, mean an invitation which gives the public rights? That's our Shaila. Slightly different from the Rashbam. Not exactly the same. There's room to make a difference, and therefore room to say we still need to investigate more.
But not really.
Why?
Because why does it make a difference that they were attacking it? To me, it's because when they invest money and effort to do this, it means they're planning on the long term. And so the Baalim see this, and they say, okay, we're not going to pay anything. They're also planning on the long term. It's clear that everybody here was planning on a long term. They built a school, the kids are running through there.
So but this is it's just a technicality that they had to, in order to do a sort of flattering Kenyan over by that's only to tell us what the intentions are. But if we know the intentions, then we don't. Okay, there's room to say that, but there's room to say, have I got 100% proof? Have I got 100% proof that when you don't do anything, shnika, keeping quiet, is called invitation? No, because I could say, not necessarily, I could say maybe it's only when you're digging in their area. Well, that should be a difference.
Why?
Well,
so what? You have a reason why it's a difference.
Why should it be a difference? No. Why is digging in the area, then shnika should work? But if you're just walking for, maybe shnika doesn't work, and therefore maybe you haven't got yet to prove. Why? Why is digging worse?
Say one more of a nice... of a bow, you know.
Very good.
Walking, people walking.
Excellent, excellent. What's the whole halacha? You're trying to take over here. So you want to say that I have also rights here. So if you dig a hole there or flatten things, of course, who does that? The owners had that. Yeah. So I was, and I keep quiet. So I say, okay, I'm quite happy that you are also becoming part of my happy family called owners over here. That's the Rashbam. Who says if I just see you walking through, and me keeping quiet means I'm also putting you on the same level and par as me as being an owner? Who says we need more investigation? So the Chasam Sofer says, I got the proof. I got the proof from another Mishnah which we touched and saw before. A Perish Mishnah. Daf Samuch Omid Ali. Ein motzin zizin v'gustrus l'rushas rabbim. The halach is, you're not allowed to stick your washing line poles from your house into the public park. Because it disturbs them. And then, so how are you going to do your washing line? Konas, the Toshalo, Amatsi, okay. Pull your wall back, create space between you and the public path where that area is still yours, because it was yours, you just had the wall there, you pull it back, and then put your washing line out in that area. So you're not putting it into the public path, you're putting it into your own path. So the Gemara says, what happens, if now you've done that for quite a bit of time, and now you want to put the wall back? You want to put the wall back? Yeah. Kids have moved out, married off, don't need so much washing, don't need a washing line anymore, put the wall back to where it was. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein amachse. No, you can't put it back. The one who always argues with Rabbi Yochanan, he says, come on, always the opposite. He said, no, you can put it back. So Rabbi Yochanan says, hey, the master, you know why you can't put it back? And you know why I'm right? You know why I'm right? Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Because the halacha, Rabbi Yehuda. So Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, make says, Shehizdika, Rabbi Master Kaka. It's a public carpet, and you can't interfere. Can't put it back. So, Chasam Sofer is saying, in our Shaila, got of a fairish Gemara that tells us the answer to Shaila. Now, what's this Gemara's answer and how does he see it from him? Tell me. What's the Chasam Sofer trying to prove from him? What does he see from him for our Shaila?
Just that they didn't say they did anything to it. They were walking through.
And
they didn't do
just walking for what else? What else? But what's
no
our Shaila? What's
there's
our?
There's
no rishus. So what was there?
Shtika.
The owner saw. He let the public walk through there while his pole's up there, and he didn't say anything. And now it's too late because it's called a public bomb. So the Chasam Sofer wants the proof from there. Let's read his says words. Number three. Love after makes it sort of. Firstly, we see this halacha of public path is not specific to a border of your field or property. I call Elech Rabim any public path, I feel a chotzi, even in your private courtyard. Or by it, even if it happens to be in your private house, you will still have this halacha. As we see from this case, it wasn't specific to a field. So, Gabi wrote to Konis and Tok Shalom. Like you said, right? You brought your wall in and now you want to go out. The Chazok of Ishus and the public took over with permission. Hainu, what's permission? Shiyota Bali Vishosku. That's what we see from that Mishnah. That the Bali knew and kept quiet, and it's called a public bath. Okay? So now, they're just walking, not like the Rashbam's quest where they're flatting out, they're just walking there, and you're keeping quiet, and still it's called a public bath. So we got now, alright, Ashoyla! That's even if you see just the public walking through it, and you don't say anything, that means passive is called invitation. You've been invited. If they're invited, it's public path. So that our schoolgirls should now say, you can't stop us now going through your private roads. Now, is this an absolute proof? Or can we also argue on this?
No, he pulled it back to leak him.
But he couldn't. You can't stop that.
He can't. He could put a fence.
No, he can't. But he
didn't. He didn't care. That's the point.
He could have.
He didn't.
That's precisely what he was looking for.
That's what they give you over here. He didn't put a fence. So he didn't
pay. No, he didn't want to spend money on the fence.
Okay. So. Why are you smiling?
I don't have anything.
I didn't go to America this week.
No, he's already said something good tonight. Now, the Shitta Mekabet says, I'm going to give you a clue. We're going to read the Shitta Mekabet, and you're going to see from the Shitta Mekabet says why using this Shitta you can say, well, Chasam Sofa, I see the Shidduch because this is not such a proof. Let's read it inside. The Shidduch, as it says, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonah, he says, K'don Shehizke Lehelach Mushas. Number one, number four. The condition is they have to get permission. They have to be invited. By Bala Sot, by the owner. Kugon, I'll give you an example of being invited. Me Shusosa Kosel, somebody who knocks down his wall, Shiesh no Bushus Rabim, and which is on the walls of the public path, Behir Belemetech, and he made an area more available for the public. That's called being invited. That means it's a public path. But Rabim Shibira Derech La'atzim Bushus Yochit. But if the public decide to go in without being invited into someone's private house, then it's not called a public path and you can get rid of it. So what do we see from the Shitta's example of being invited in, which will now suggest that you haven't got a Zach Raya, which the Chassidim will suggest, that quite being Shtika is good enough.
In the case of the Gemara, permission is also like actively inviting it. By removing a block.
Very good. Very good. It's not like our case. Because what did he do? He pulled his wall back in order to give the area, to make it available to the public. By pulling it back and making it available to the public, it's not as being like that. You can say that's being invited to it. But if you don't do anything, all you do is look at people who walk through your property without publicizing, come in, and without even letting them have more availability to come in by pulling back a wall. You don't do anything. Just keep quiet and let them walk in. And who says that's called being invited?
But in the Mishnah, he didn't pull it back in order to make it available to the rabbi. He pulled it back in order to make it available to himself.
Yeah, but as Dan puts it out, Dan puts it out. I don't know if someone puts it out. He knew that when he pulled the wall back, yes, he's doing it in order for the poles, but he knew that obviously that has a double aspect to it. By pulling it back, he's doing a pause and letting them have more availability to walk.
Yeah, but so when those, I open a store, I know people are going to shoplift. That doesn't mean I'm giving them a
shoplift. But he could have done it in a fashion where they don't get invited in. Why? By pulling back his wall and having a little fence at the front. Yeah.
Okay.
He could have done that, so but he doesn't.
They could have done that here too. They could have put a fence there in the very beginning.
So they didn't do anything. All they did is watch. They didn't do any action to say to create the problem in order to fix it. The mission is I creating the problem, and I don't fix it. So that's called invitation. But in our case, I didn't create any problem. I just didn't do anything. Yeah.
We want to put it in the super oven. We can't just put it in the super oven. We can put the four balls out and then that's like making it your extra super oven.
He's, you know, yeah, the implicit incident. It's not exactly, Eric. It's not like he wants his washing to drip in Rishus Rabbim because he feels that gives him more simcha, that the dripping of his washing falls into Rishus Rabbim. It's not that's his plan. He just wants to put his washing out. He can't because there's Rishus Rabbim over there. He falls back in. He needs to. He hasn't got space. He doesn't want. Yes, right. He doesn't want it to be in his house. He doesn't. Yeah, outside his area. Okay. That I agree to. He's looking at that area as not part of his area. Okay. That I agree to. Very good. Okay. So if so, from the Shittim Rebbe's learning, it's clear that we haven't got, as the Chazan Sofa wants to suggest, a raya now that being quiet when somebody walks in without you inviting them or enabling them to come in is good enough either. Okay. So what exactly is the halacha? What is the halacha? If we haven't got any rayas, we've got suggestions but no rayas, Will shtika be good enough? From the smah, we can learn a lot. There's only this smah we use to learn a lot of halacha that, and we can learn a lot from this smah number five again. Smah shenan zayin sifton the base says like this: Kol sharabim muktzav atzala fenenu. If you see the public walking in the area in front of you, tanina lehem. We're going to tina for their benefit that allows them to keep the right. For sure they had permission to be mastic in it.
But that only works if you don't have the original owners here.
Correct. We'll see. But what do we see from the Sma? The Sma says that if you've got the public in front of you, then we the basin say the public can keep that right because we tina for them, they got it, with all the benefits that allow them to have the rights of the public part. So Tainino Shehiksebo. Now they want to tina through this. They want the Akhredo wants to prove from there that the fact that you need to come on to Tainino. Public walking for. How can they keep it? You know what? I'm going to make up a claim that allows them to keep that, that they got it with permission. What are you talking about? Why? If the halacha is that if the owners see the public using the area, it's called permission, then you don't need to make up excuse. You can see it in front of you. Walk up. This has been going on for the last few months. No one said anything. So therefore, it's not we're making up a claim that they had permission. They do have permission because the owners saw and they didn't say anything. Why does the Sma say the only way to defend the public's rights is we can't do it as is, we have to add something to the story and make up a story that they had permission. Why do you have to make up a story? You got the facts in front of you, you got all the facts in front of you. They got all the facts in front of you and the public's walking here and the owner didn't say anything. Got all the facts. Why do you have to make up? What do we see from here? That just the owner keeping quiet when the public walks is not good enough. It's not good enough. That doesn't give you rights. The only way to get rights is if we say he got permission and we say there was permission. But just otherwise, without making up a further story, we're not able to do it. So therefore, it seems that the halacha is you need permission means when you're just walking. Permission means the public were invited in. The public did a kinyan of walking. And by being invited in, then they have a public path and you can't disturb. But if they just kept quiet, that doesn't give them rights. So therefore, what would be the halakha now? In our case, Beis Yaakov school, Beis Yaakov girls going through the streets, going through your parking lots, private roads, and they get to the other end, they go down the stairs and go into their school, using as a path. We said they've done a kinyan, a walking. They're called a public. It's open to everybody who's been doing it. And they've done it. There's no umzana that says it's temporary. So they should have rights. But we want to know, were they invited in? Were they invited in? What's called invitation? Invitation means you come, announcement. There was no announcement here. It was just quiet. Quiet is not good enough.
I don't think you have a raya from the Sama. Because the Sama is, by definition, only telling you about a case if the original owners aren't there. So he's talking about where nobody remembers if the original owners objected or not.
It doesn't matter. These owners,
yeah,
they themselves...
Then there's no panina. They can say, we did object. You can't panina against them.
No, they said, we don't know what happens. Yeah, so we just let them. So therefore we just let them. Well, that in itself, right. If letting them is cause invitation, then that in itself
no,
is.
No, they let them because they thought they had to let them.
No, they're not telling them, is it? This is what they're doing. Keep doing what they're doing. Keep doing what they're doing.
Is about walking? Does someone mention walking?
Yeah, they're talking about the Shulchanot. He's talking about walking. He's going on the Shulchanot. Okay.
Even if they're violent, they're going to
get. Yes. So what are you asking? So are you asking something? Yeah? Yes? Okay. Now, why are we still got our shaila? Why is it still not good enough? We're trying to conclude over here. Halakhically, you need to be invited in. Quiet. No rights. Okay, Beis Yaakov girls out. We decided no more. Our private roads, our chaniyah is not going to be used as a shortcut. Why have I still got not a right to make such a pesach? What's the problem with my pesach? No, that's not a problem. Pastor Sofer made a statement based on the Gemara, a Mishnah, which is not proof. So I haven't got a problem. What's the problem?
Theoretically, you need the permission of everybody to buy a mishnah.
Yes, correct. So everyone saw. But still, but we're not worried about it. I'm making sense. They didn't get permission. Yeah, they didn't get permission. Because permission means we invited. It works. Yeah, quiet. So that necessarily, get rid of all the Beis Yaakov girls from this parking lot. Yeah? Why is that still not an accurate pesach at this stage? And I give you a clue. It's to do with the sma.
See, the same sma that you're being as a rai, you need to have the shuds. Telling you don't worry because we're
tiny. Ah, very good. America's still good with you. The same Swa says, what does Swa say? Swa says you need to get permission, being called, being invited. Quiet is not good. You know what? We look at the public and said, you know what? You were invited. So let's say the same thing by the Beis Yaakov girls. Yeah, you're coming over here, you need permission. Means being invited, not just keeping quiet. You know what? Been there already doing this for 5 years. You know what? We're telling you, you were invited in. We can't get rid of you, Beis Yaakov girls, from this parking lot. You were invited in. The owners are saying you weren't. It was all quiet. Yeah. But we tanina. It's a dintera. Basically, you said the owners saying you weren't invited in. And the Beis Yaakov goes, I don't know, we've just been here for 5 years. Yeah? So the Beis can come along and say, public, we're going to defend you. You were invited in. Doesn't matter what these owners are saying. You were invited in by a public site. That's what the smart say. So if so, okay, we need permission and you need to be invited. We say they were invited. So how can you get a hold of the Beis Yaakov girls? How can you get rid of them? That we're still now need to analyze. This tiny number. So, before we answer that question of that shaila, let's go to the other common shaila. The famous Hanof shaila that comes out in every area, this is famous in Hanof. And that is the public use your building, your public stairwells, as shortcuts to go from one area to the other. Why is a Hanof shaila? Because Hanof is built on a mountain. And therefore, it's extremely convenient, it's very convenient to go through the buildings rather than go all the way around in order to get to the street below. You save a lot of time. So people do go through the buildings. And that's what they did in Arnold. But then we have a dintera, and we did have dinteras, where now they want to close the doors, have locks on the doors, stop the public using the building as a public path to go to the other roads. Is it too late now? Because they've already done it for a few years. Maybe they're not allowed to do that now. Maybe they can't stop the public going through their building. Okay. What? Yeah, they can't use the lights, that's for sure. They can't use the elevator, that's for sure not. But public pub, up and down the stairs. Fine. That's what they've been doing for years. Now public off, you can't lock up the buildings. So there is a Pirshus Mais Harambam, which the Marash Dam wants to learn out another aspect in this halacha which will be relevant to us. Try and guess what he wants to learn from the Rambam. If not, we'll see the Marash Dam is that. The Rambam says, number 6. Malkum Shemakapsim Akroven Lehesbis. An area that belongs to Reuven, which happens to be the Beis HaHesbis. the town used his field in order to give hespedim for all the niftorim. Yeah, kevah beranu leel midas hakaf. I already explained firstly the measurements, but atam, and the reason why, once the public have done that, you cannot now tell them to go away. Because you're not allowed to interfere with the public and tell them to go away. Because we got our principle by us. Says the Rambam. They're gathering there as has faithin for many years. You now, the owner of the field can't come along and say out, because now it's a public, belongs to the public. You can't interfere with the public now. They've been using it as Beit HaHesped for many years. He doesn't say because of it. He says because of the regular principle of Rabbi Yehuda of a public pathway. The public pathway has got nothing to do with mitzvah or not mitzvah. That's just Rabbi Yehuda's did. So what does the Marashtam want to add, and Marashtam want to add from the Firish Shnayas? A principle he wants to learn, which is an additional condition in this public path, which he wants to see, learn out from the Rambam. What does he want to learn from? Any idea? It's a tough question. I admit it's a tough question. So I'm not going to give you much time to think about it, because I haven't got much faith in you getting an answer. Except for maybe Eric. Eric is there. Oh, they're not going through. Oh, maybe I've underestimated people. No, so why? So why should that be? What does that mean? Okay, they're not going through.
Then you're using the area, not just using it as a way to get to somewhere else. I mean, the bigger use of the area. You staying somewhere is more of a bylaws than simply passing through.
This American business is so good.
Well, Eric started real
good. Okay. It's very good. It's excellent. I take back all my words. Now, there's still a little knach that you need to add. Still a little case. Well, you've got 90% of it. Come on, you've got 90%. Add a little knach. Okay. You got it. It's okay. You got it. Let me read that to Marasham. The Marasham says, "Oh, I'm going to tell you something here." Number seven. Chosav and Perishes Nice. The Perishes Nice wrote, "Shadeh Harabim." It's a Deh Harabim. We see the high note. What does he mean by that? It means Ma'amid Shemakatz and Shemeset. So there, it's a place where they actually gathering to give Hesed. It's not a path. It came nearer. Therefore, it appears to me. You need an extra condition for this public part. But only if you have this second condition, then the public have rights. If they're passing through you in a fashion where you don't care, doesn't bother me. I'm the owner, it doesn't interfere with me. They can be doing it for many years, they don't get any rights, the public. You can only take rights and become an owner and say, I can't interfere you, Mr. Public, if you're doing an action which disturbs me. And I don't do anything, I keep quiet. It's disturbing and I don't say anything. Okay. That means you're now an owner. Then you can say, well, you kept quiet. It's disturbing, you kept quiet. Yeah, you're saying, okay, you got now rights. Then you can't be chosen. But if he's doing something which doesn't bother me, doesn't interfere with me, and even doing for many years, and I get quiet, you, Mr. Public, have no rights. Because it doesn't bother me. It doesn't show, extra words you said, doesn't show that you're an owner when you do something in my area which doesn't bother me. What shows that you're an owner? If you do something in my area which bothers me and I still don't do anything, oh, that shows that I've already given you certain rights.
Why does it bother you if you're making a statement?
gathering there, standing there. It's not just a pub, is it? It's a whole period and everything.
So you're used to this.
Yeah.
Well,
it doesn't bother you. Okay, well, I'll arrange for people to come round to your house.
It doesn't bother me to have people walking through.
Okay. Okay. So let's now analyze our two cases, and then you'll see from our two cases how you explain the regular Gemara. We're saying the public has to have another condition. They have to be doing something which is disturbing. Now tell me, walking through a road, but it's private roads, or walking through the Cheder Madrigot, which is more disturbing and more interfering with the public? Which the public's doing, with the owners?
The
Cheder Madrigot. Walking through a private road, it's not so disturbing. Not just so disturbing, as long as it's not at all times of night. Yeah, in the day, in the school day, yeah, busy time, it's not disturbing. Yeah? But walking through the Cheder Madrigot, why is it more disturbing over there? Tell me the reasons why it's more disturbing.
Very close to the people.
Very close to?
Noises.
I am strictly careful in the Cheder Madrigot. Everything should be clean. I have a cleaner that comes in. Once a week, maybe twice a week. Now I have to do it four times a week. Yeah? So many people going through. Cheder Madrigot is a very disturbing action. Road. No proof that road is disturbing. So therefore, based on that, what we're concluding at this stage now. In the case of the public-based Yaakov school, they've got kinyan, they're civil, there's no omzana, keeping quiet, we don't need, we give taninam. But have they done an action which is disturbing? No, so therefore we can get rid of you. But with the Cheder Madrigot of Hanok, have they done an action which is disturbing? They've done the action which is disturbing. So there, we will taninam for you, you had permission, and you got the rishus, because we see that you're doing action which allows you to get a kinyan, which is a disturbing action.
To defend the hard nosed staircase, after 3 years they make a mafah. Why do they make a mafah? The summa, the volume and quantity of the people going through got to a point where it became disturbing.
Fine.
So meaning, when 10 people go through my staircase, it has to reach a level of disturbance. The noise volume is not that high. The dirt is not that high. Now, 3 years later,
but does it? But is the action intrinsic of disturbing action? Is it a disturbing action intrinsically? It's just, yeah, it's disturbing, but I'm willing to suffer.
It's based on quantity. It might not be disturbing to
you. It is. It's definitely disturbing. It's just I'm willing to suffer up to a certain level. Well, you shouldn't have made that a cheshul. As soon as it's disturbing, you should have already made your objection then. Not say, it's disturbing, but I'm willing to sober this for the benefit of the public. What do you say? I'm willing to sober it for the benefit of the public because it's the level of which I'm willing to sober for the benefit of the public because I want to be a nice guy. So basically you're saying, it's the public, I'm giving you rights to. But if it doesn't need me to think even twice because it doesn't disturb me at all, I don't even look around, it doesn't niche me even to think, make a discussion in my head. Should I let him or should I not let him? Ah, it doesn't bother me. Not even a discussion because it doesn't bother me. Not doing anything over here. Then there's a little closer type of concept. Then there's no rights at all type of use. So therefore, what we're concluding at this moment is the Beis Yaakov girls, you can say, hey, you haven't been disturbing in your particular use until now, like you say. And now I want you out. And you haven't done anything up to now which is disturbing, so I give you rights, so therefore I can get you out. But in the Cheder Madrigot of Arnav, we say, hey, they've been doing disturbing things. And you never said anything. Because you're willing to sober it. But still, they were doing disturbing things, so therefore they got rights. Taninan, they got permission. So in Hanok, we say, you can't lock up your doors.
Clearly, you would never live next to a Beis Yaakov school, or you would understand that 100 girls running by your door every day is very disturbing.
Depends which chaniyah you're in, which road. You have to analyze each road to its thing. Yeah. It's a very problematic question you're asking. They also got rights. They also got rights. They got Rabbi Yehuda's rights. So in our case, we're not talking about girls. We're talking about the Echanov case. That's what's bothering you. The girl's case, we're saying get rid of them. Okay. It's a very, very delicate now question. I've got, if I leave it open, then I'm going to get Echanovim. Well, not the people using it. On the other hand, the public needs to. So what do maybe do? Maybe I have to give them a code. Pull out the code or give them a code. I don't know. Or fingerprints. Anyone who wants to have access, to give me your fingerprint and I'll give you an access. Yeah? I don't know. It's a difficult question. Not a bullshit question. The shiner came up. Your shiner came up in a not positive position. I need some sort of pshor. Yes? It's not yet the bottom line, so you. Okay.
When do people become public?
Oh, that,
the number of individuals suddenly become a public.
It's not, I mean, said last week. You were here last week? No, 2 weeks ago you were here? Yeah, it defines what civil is. Civil doesn't mean numbers, it means it's open for anybody. I'm not choosing a specific group saying you can use it, but you can't. Once I do that, it's not called public.
Not open. One individual after another, and then once another, guarantee
you'll
put the food
in place
anyway.
Hajj Mughal is available for, at the beginning of years, whoever wants to get from one street to the other street. If it happens to be only 10 people who want to do it, okay. But if they want to be from him and him, they're fine. Whoever wants to use it. I'm not labeling this area just for one group. I, the Ba'alim, have to label. That's how it always starts. It always starts like that, this halakha. This halakha always starts with trespassing. Yes? Unless I say, I see you, and I see the public, I look at the public and see your public member, I define you as a public, and I say, okay, I'm not going to do anything for the first 3 years. Object, you need to object. Yes? That's all good enough, moaning. They need to put up signs. Need up a sign, which they do. If you see, I can send you Zachaniya where they put up a sign. Yeah, they put up the sign. Their signs up. Their signs. If it's just one individual, it is a problem. But if it's... Yeah, so all those persons... Yeah, that's how this halacha starts. Correct. That's how halacha starts. Never happens, because everyone does the test. Never happens, everyone does the test. But the Chassam Sofer says, this halacha could in theory apply to your private house. If it never happens, because everyone objects, even on the first day. You call the police. Okay. Means I call the police, put a sign up. I show my not willingness to allow this to be a status quo.
If somebody comes out once and sees somebody and says, this is private property, is that enough?
If he makes that knowledgeable to the public who are using it, yes. Sign! So, the sign is very easy to sign. Because the next day he doesn't say anything to a different person. Okay, then if he says everything, he's got proof of that, and he's got evidence, then he's not going to know. What's the problem? Okay. If we got evidence of that, then maybe we'll take it into consideration. Correct? From the beginning to the end, he's been objective. Correct? We'll take that. Why not put up a sign instead of avoiding the problem of having to prove the evidence?
Why is it not a requirement for a tefillah? If people should have a
Because it's type of use which, as we saw in the Hanof, we it was practiced in the Hanof, literally practiced in the Hanof, that tens of people, where the owners didn't do anything. So you didn't say anything. You didn't obviously think it's chutzpah to say anything. That's what happens. No, they didn't. They didn't. What? Eric, you're saying, I told you, I agreed to you. If they can prove from day one they said something, but if they just moan to themselves, I'm afraid that's not enough. That is actually demonstrated to you. What? Okay. So let's see what the Poskim actually writes about our Shaila.
Why didn't they do anything about it?
It's probably mutually beneficial. The neighbor from upstairs is going from the whole town, and you're going to get to the
exactly.
Then it's not a mechira. Really
it's a cheshbon. Exactly.
It's not an arbus.
Everyone has a new shkuna. Hanof was a new shkuna. We want to create a kehillah type of attitude. We're all chutzlar type of people. We want to be friendly by nature. We want to be friendly and help people. So therefore they said, yeah, I don't. At the time, it didn't bother. But now we're big families and we're older and we're more Israeli. So therefore, it does bother us. So, Rabbi Yashiv says, Yitochin Adovah. Shabbalim akotim ochel mehem hiksu as a derech l'tovus harabim. When I have this shayla in front of me, I don't know. Maybe the balim invited them in. I don't know. I'm not shishtamish bole kotzet a derech. Maybe they said, yeah, come in. Come off. We want to be friendly. Come in. Take a shortcut.
I was talking about with secondary.
Barabim heziku kitin, and therefore maybe they got rights. For whole of your near Mirtava Ache, Mishtachi Bishetta Khazer old Mepsay Knesis the Gosham. And so I see from your letter it seems that it's been using this area even before you came along. It came Mishabal Ligto as a Shetach and the Nigga Regorabim. If somebody wants to prevent now the public using it, Olof Hale Araya, he has to bring a riot. Keep me Olom no Hishabam Kutumaka. That the Balin never gave them permission. He has to bring a riot. He called Kavanah to wrap open his body, that his only, and if he did let him in, he clearly said it temporarily. He has to be right without riots, you can't interfere with the public. Okay, so that's Rabbi Yashiv's thing. What's Rabbi Yashiv saying? And can we therefore apply it to our case of Arnof? Yeah, what's he saying? Taninon, the public had rights until you bring proof, otherwise. But as much as pointed out something, what's he talking? Who's he talking to? Who's the letter talking to? It's talking to a secondary owner who was never there when the public were first around. Why should it make a difference? Why should it make a difference? Is it just because that's what the letter was talking about? Happened to be a secondary owner? And even if it was the original owner, he would still say the same thing. Or would we say the halacha would be different if you're the original owner? Is there a difference between the original owner and the secondary owner?
You can't say taninon if it's the original owner.
Why? What's the whole taninon? Every taninon is we got the original guy here, and the guy is not the original, and we defend the guy is not original. Classic taninon is when you've got an original guy.
But you can't taninon if I'm contradicting your
taninon. Yes, I can. That's classic taninon.
You're saying taninon. I was mocha. I'm telling
that's
you I was
classic taninon. That's classic taninon. Where the Baal thing comes in and says, no, no, no. I never gave him permission. And you got a poor guy who said, I bought this area. I don't know what happened. I can't defend myself. And taninon says, we're going to help you out and say, you got permission and rights, and he has to bring the proof otherwise. That's what Tanino says. When the guy himself says, I know, and this guy doesn't, we defend him. That's the whole point of Tanino. So is there a difference in logic? Is there any difference between first owner or secondary owner?
You're not allowed to help one side or the other.
But Tanino says that somebody who's not supposed to know, not expected to know, because he bought it, or he inherited it, so he doesn't know what's going on, then that's a halach and tanin.
It's definitely different than
Svara,
which the new homeowner or secondary has no idea what happened previously.
Fine, but in the halachas of Tanina, why should that make a difference?
Yes, it's a Torah. Then the first owner can say, I do know.
So what does I do?
Tanninon, you're wrong, he got permission.
He's Muxik, Tanninon, he got permission.
If you have two riots, one against another, you have a suffix.
Yeah, and he's Muxik. So that's the whole thing, the Rabbim are Muxik. So I should make a difference. He's fighting the Rabbim, the public's fighting against the original owner or secondary owner. So Rav Vozna says in Shuvah, a Pesach, even though he's not talking about Rav Yashiv, and it will fit the night of Yashiv, and we don't have to make a lach nogas Rav Yashiv with this. What does Rav Vozna say? Shaila gadol l'sham, very, a wonderful shaila, big shaila, this hard enough shaila. Chayta Matra got public using it as a shortcut. Yeah, because they got the smart. After your dinon, shenitam and shos taninon. We always defend the public. They got permission. Over Rabbim. The son of Shem, yeah, you got permission. Even if you got fighting against them. Mikol mokum, nevertheless, says Rav Vosa. Mistaba, the low shots there, is not shy at this halacha. Im yodeh benasha be'emes. If you know the truth, you're the original owner, you know the truth. The low nothing says, you know that he didn't get permission. In fact, Vaisan are saying that he did get permission. I know it never happened. I was there from the beginning. They never got permission. I was there. Umuchen Lashmir, he's even prepared to make a shvur, he says. I will make a shvur, he says, that they never got permission. In a Vaisan Roy, Sidka's time of being in Vadai low nothing reshus, then we say, well, he's prepared to go so far to even make a shvur that the public didn't reshus. Okay, so then he can lock up the door, not let the public go through the stairwell. So we see Rav Vosna is saying there is a difference between the original owner who knows himself that the public never got permission and the secondary owner who also doesn't know. So secondary owner, Takir, if they're all secondary owners, they're in Shtuch, then you've got the Mesach of Taninon, which Rav Vosna and Rav Vanashi will say, yeah, you can't lock the door, you have to let the public in. But if the original owner who said, I know the public wasn't invited in, then he, why? Why? Eis halacha. Okay, now we've got a halachic pesach. There is a halachic difference between the original owner and the secondary owner. But why in Tanina should it make a difference?
You have to be original Balagan. They didn't give him permission, but they required.
So, are we Tanina? What's Tanina? That they were invited. He knows. But Basin says, I don't know, when you see two bullets in him, you know, I know you know, but I don't know the Basin. What I'm going to say. You did get permission. You saying you didn't. So it's a sophic. You're Muslim, so you keep it. So what's
if
the...
You were just quiet?
But I don't know. I make a taninon that you actually gave permission. That's what taninon is. So we know halachically the Pesach halach is. Original owner can stop them. A secondary owner can't. But we don't know the logic behind it. Why does taninon not work even against the original owner? And the answer to that is the subject of all our next shirim, a different subject altogether. I'll tell you what the answer is. I'll tell you the answer, but then we're going to discuss this concept in detail. Ovid inish dinei tenashe. A person can take the law into his own hands. I know I'm right. I'm going to lock the door.
That's fine, but that doesn't mean Dathan can't crash down the door.
If he's prepared to make a shvur, once he locks the door, he's now the muksuk, so we can't interfere. Now, the next subject we're discussing for a few weeks is when do you say this concept, which is a very dangerous concept, of Ovid in international? Can't have a Wild West out there. So therefore, when can you say it and when can't you say it? But the halacha over here is secondary owners can't stop the public using the stairwells as shortcuts. Original owners, if they know, and they're prepared to make a shvur on it so much they know it's boring that they never gave a shvur, then they can stop. Shows that they are real boring.
Where do you find that criteria anyway?
Okay, so that's part of Ovid Inish Dinei Tenashe. top six.
What do you mean by the original owner saying Ulonatan Rishus?
He said, the original owner, he would say, yes, and I never invited them in. He said, I never invited them in.
And if he was just quiet and the whole time,
if it's an area which disturbs, therefore I publicly stopped them. I stopped them. I put up the sign, I said, you shouldn't do this. I told people, like Eric was saying, I constantly told people, whoever I bumped into, that I don't want the public moving through.
But if you were just quiet?
But if everyone agrees to the fact that I let them come through.
I didn't give her
a point. That's not good, because that we already said, they're affecting you in a detrimental way, and you were saying, quietly, it doesn't bother me at this level, because I want to be a nice, friendly guy. That's, you've done something very negative to yourself. You've done it. Then you have given them permission. That's called giving them permission. And therefore you now can't do anything. You agree to the facts of the case. But if you claim, I made a macha from day one, just got, I got no proof. Okay? Obviously, Asher, you've had to make a sure. Okay, lock up the door. So how far do you take this concept? Wild West. We'll discuss that as a new topic. Hilchos Shenim, we finish on our level. Okay.
There's no more Shenim out there for him.